When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1220, Declutter Your Mind and Decrease Stress in 3 Easy Steps by Kara Harvey of apurposedrivenmom.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Sunday. Welcome to the old podcast. That's the OLD podcast, Optimal Living Daily, where I simply read to you every day of the week, including holidays. I cover personal development and minimalism mostly. Authors include Zen Habits, Corny Carver, Joshua Becker, who, by the way, launched a course on decluttering. Registration ends today. It's a 12-week course, super affordable, and only offered a few times a year. So if you're drawn to the idea of owning less but need some extra help getting there, this course is perfect for you. It'll provide just the extra motivation you need to declutter your home and start living a better life. You can learn all about it at oldpodcast.com/clutter. I have that linked in this episode's description. But for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Declutter Your Mind and Decrease Stress in 3 Easy Steps by Kara Harvey of apurposedrivenmom.com. I once heard that a woman's mind is similar to an internet browser being open with a million tabs. That sounds exactly what my head is like. I'm constantly running through a mental to-do list, groceries, tasks, things I need to do months from now, things I've already forgotten to do. Honestly, it's exhausting just thinking about all that I think about. Add to all those lists the fact that my mind is constantly spinning around thoughts, feelings, emotions, and these dang postpartum hormones, it's enough to go crazy. I find myself often feeling stressed, inadequate, and lost in what I am supposed to be doing because my brain is overflowing with information and noise. When I feel my anxiety starting to grow, I'm reminded to take a step back and evaluate just what exactly is going on in my head. Which types of thoughts are consuming me? Am I fixated on something? How positive do I feel on a daily basis? And when I realize that my brain is just too full, it's time to do a clean out of my mind. 3 ways to clean out your mind. Number 1, brain dump. One of the ways I've been able to cope with my postpartum anxiety better is by doing a nightly and weekly brain dump of tasks. Often my anxiety leaves me with racing thoughts that leave me feeling behind and like I am a failure because I can't get things done like I should be. Getting all of my thoughts down on paper allows me to free up the space for more positive thoughts and a sharp focus on what's important. I use a really simple template that follows the Franklin Covey method of organization that not only allows me to dump out all of the tasks that I need to get done, but helps me prioritize them so that the next day I can actually attack the things that matter, not just the things that other people need me to do or that I think are priorities, but are really just procrastination techniques. Using quadrants, I can get down all of the thoughts of tasks that I need to complete, projects I want to work on, or goals I'm dreaming of. Quadrant 1 contains all the things that are important and urgent to complete. This could be something I have to pick up from the store for dinner the next day or a work email I have to write or respond to first thing in the morning. Quadrant 2 is all of the things that are important, but not urgent. Examples of what could go in this block include things like plan your child's birthday party, make that dentist appointment for next month, or work on your meal plan for next week. Quadrant 3 includes things that are not important, but urgent. Now, I'm not saying some of these examples aren't important to someone, but they just might not be to you. This could be things like make those homemade cupcakes for the bake sale tomorrow, because you know you could just buy them, right? Or go out of your way to pick up something a family member must have at the store near you. Finally, quadrant 4 contains all those things in your mind that are not important and not really urgent at all. Let's call these ones time fillers or ways you procrastinate. This could be the fact that you want to rewatch all of Grey's Anatomy before the new season starts, or rearranging your closet. By using this form when I do a nightly or weekly brain dump, it saves me time because as I write things down, I can categorize them and refocus myself for the week with getting done the things that must get done and that matter. Number 2, evaluate your circle. Another great way to start to clean out your mind is to see who you've been spending time with. Now, don't get me wrong, I love the people in my life a lot, but there are some who are just energy vampires. Do you ever stop and evaluate the mood you are in after you talk to specific people? Are you irritated? Does spending time with them cause you to complain or gossip more? Does your productivity stop when you have certain friends stop by for a little bit? We are the average of the 5 people we spend the most time with, and when you notice your brain getting more full of stuff that doesn't matter, such as gossip or negative thoughts, you should stop and see who you've been around. If you're primarily around people who complain a lot or always play the victim, you'll find that to be what happens to you as well. If there are people who get stuck in others' drama or always gossiping about what they see on social media, I bet you find your head getting clouded with the same types of thoughts. And if those people aren't very ambitious or goal-oriented, well, you get the picture. That being said, I don't think you need to just cut people out of your life, but I do think taking a space break is not a terrible idea. When I realize and can pinpoint which people in my circle seem to be changing my mood or mindset the most, I either take some time away from talking to them, I may even unfollow them on social media for a while, or I try to become more aware of how I am changing as a result in spending time with them. Sometimes just a day or two is enough to get your head on straight, let you put on your positivity panties and get moving. Other times you may need to do a long-term reevaluation of the role that person plays in your life and how you see the relationship continuing. Number 3, add in some positivity. Once you've emptied your mind of the clutter and negative influences, it's time to add in some positivity. I firmly believe that your thoughts become your belief system, and when you're able to put in as much positivity as possible into your brain, all those negative thoughts don't stand a fighting chance. I'm a huge believer in getting in at least 10 minutes a day of personal growth or development. This can be reading a book, listening to a podcast, or hearing someone read an audiobook. You can pick and choose what types of things you want to hear and need at the moment and dive in. Another great way to add more positivity into your mind is to add in some positive affirmations. I've been doing this for a few months now, and it really has done wonders to change my mindset. I read one a day and repeat as needed. I have affirmations now on my planner, on my fridge, and as a lock screen on my phone. Anytime your brain needs a break, you feel overwhelmed and the stress of the day-to-day is cluttering your thoughts, I highly recommend taking a deep breath, putting on some music to help you relax, and taking some time to clear your mind and prime it for positivity. It's worth it to take the time to slow down to speed up and take care of you. You just listened to the post titled Declutter Your Mind and Decrease Stress in 3 Easy Steps by Kara Harvey of apurposedrivenmom.com. I'm a huge fan of the brain dump. I learned a technique in sociology class in college where you don't stop writing. You're not allowed to stop. You just keep going, even if you can't think of anything else to say. And maybe that's really the best time to stop. And no one else should read it. You can even throw it away after because it shouldn't be very valuable content. But it helps you release all that junk in your head. I find it helps a lot. And don't type it, you have to write it. The only rule is to not stop, even if you have to write, I can't think of what to say, I can't think of what to say, like 3 times, then so be it. But try that out, it's a great way to mind dump. Also, she has the quadrants in her post. You can save that and print it out. The link to her article is in this episode's description. And while you're checking that out, there's also a link to Joshua Becker's course on decluttering, which closes after today. It's only open a few times a year. You receive a video every week from Joshua personally. You get exclusive interviews, a highly engaged community, live webinars, a lot. He should be charging a lot for this, but he's not, because this is Joshua Becker we're talking about, a super giving guy. I've had the pleasure of meeting him a couple of times, just a genuinely nice person. And he's giving back half of the proceeds from the course that come from us. So if you end up buying, that's helping to keep this podcast going too. So check it out, learn more at oldpodcast.com/clutter. I have that linked in this episode's description also. But I'll leave it there for today. Have a great rest of your weekend if you're listening in real time. I'll see you tomorrow for Minimalist Monday, where your optimal life awaits.